Most of us eat every day, some of us too much, because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Sabbath, March 11, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series, Managing for the Master Till He Comes. Our caption for today is Managing in Tough Times. Who can attest that we are living in tough times? I know I definitely can, so we'll talk about it in just a moment. But first, I'd like to welcome everyone joining us this Sabbath morning, especially those joining for the very first time. When you have an opportunity, go over to yourdailyportion.com and then click that join button where we can come together and have faith and fellowship surrounding this Bible study and learn all that God has for us. Us together. It's a blessing because there are hundreds of us from around the world. You're not very active lately, those who are there already, but if you have questions, you have comments, you want to make a contribution, please go to yourdailyportion.com and click that join button. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we will get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new morning and for the privilege that you've given us to open your word again today. I pray now that you will give us the fullness of your Holy Spirit and help us to have your focus, have the right focus during these difficult times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. All right, so by show of hands, of course, that's tongue in cheek, right? By show of hands, how many of you have never had tough times? Your life has been clear sailing. It's been wonderful in every way from the day you were born until this day in 2023. Go ahead, raise your hands. Yeah, I figured not. See, the blessing is that all of us have gone through. In fact, Paul, through the Holy Spirit's power, would have said that when we are tempted, right? Not just challenging times, but even temptation where sin is concerned. When you're tempted, just know that God is not putting anything on you that is different or allowing anything to come your way that is different than anything that anybody else is going through. But he is faithful and will, with the temptation, provide a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. There are times that he will come into the fiery furnace of your trials with you, like he did when the three young men, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, were going through their trial during Nebuchadnezzar's rule. So when we are going through difficult times, the number one priority is submission to God, submission to Christ. Our number one priority is to yield our will to God, and then we can know of certainty that he is with us. Managing in tough times. So we will read now from the book of Psalms, chapter 50. I'll read verses 14 and 15. The book of Psalms, chapter 50, and I'll read verses 14 and 15 from the New King James Version of the Bible. And the Bible reads, "Offer to God thanksgiving." Did you get that language? This is an Old Testament discussion. They were still giving offerings, as Leviticus chapters 1 through 7 would have outlined, right? So offer to God thanksgiving. Pay your vows to the Most High. These go together. See, God is looking for human beings who are willing, ready, and available to yield our will to him and accept his power, accept his strength in our lives, so that under any circumstance, whether you are excited and happy or whether things are not going quite as you would have planned, that people will give thanksgiving to God like a sacrifice. Yeah, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's extremely challenging. Yeah, sometimes it's difficult. Your mind is not really in it, right? But If you will submit and yield your will to Him, give God thanksgiving in challenging times and in wonderful times, and then pay your vows to Him, He's going to do something special, but we'll get to that in just a moment, right? Call upon me in the day of trouble. So He's welcoming us. He knows that you're going to go through some stuff. And He's saying, call upon me. I'm going to speak back to you. I'm going to do something else. What else is He going to do, King David? I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Now, let's take it apart one step at a time. Offer to God this thanksgiving like a sacrifice, no matter what you're going through, positive, not so positive. Right? Keep your vows to Him. Keep covenant with Him. Keep your promises to Him as He gives you strength. Call upon Him. He's welcoming you to call upon Him in the times of trouble. And then He's going to deliver you. And that deliverance, considering all that you've been through, brothers and sisters, that deliverance will bring glory and honor to His name. Can you imagine if you had no money or not enough money, more month than money, and God delivered you? What kind of glory you would bring His name when you testified and said that God gave you what was impossible for you to get otherwise? What if you have a disease or have had a disease? Some of you can testify. You're survivors of breast cancer. You are survivors of prostate cancer. You are survivors of mental health conditions where you were once medicated on psychotropics, and now you are free in your mind and no longer need medication. When God delivers you from your times of trouble, when God delivers you through your fiery furnaces, and you testify, guess what happens? It glorifies Him. People say, if God can do that for you, He can definitely do it for me. And so the reality is the toils of life do take a lot of our daily focus. That's the reality. With debts to pay, children to raise, property to maintain, it does take time and thought. And of course, we do need clothes, food, and shelter. That is our reality. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addressed these very basic needs and stated, "Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things," but then He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things, all of these things, all needful things will be added unto you." One of my friends says that if you take care of God's business or you focus on God's business, He'll take care of your business. Huh? If you take care of God's business, you focus your life and mind and attention on doing things that glorify Him. It's not that you're trying to perform for Him. It's not that you're trying to, quote, satisfy Him. It is that in submission to Him, his what He wants becomes what you want. Like what you used to desire, you don't desire anymore. And God replaces your desires, right? He said, if you will glorify Him, if you will delight yourself in Him, He will give you new desires. And as you begin to move and act upon those desires, you glorify Him with your life, and He will take care of all of whatever is necessary in your life. You should find hope in that, right? So we want to realize in the next several days that we need to put God first. We need to trust God and not our stuff. Trust the giver and not the gift. We need to simplify. We need to get our priorities straight. And when things get extremely tough for all of God's people, it's about to come down soon, huh? When we can't buy or sell, time is coming, believe it or not. God is saying, I will get glory out of your life if you delight in me, if you yield your will to me, if you will call upon me in the days of trouble, then I will get glory in your lives because I will deliver you. I hope you have a wonderful Sabbath. God is going to help you through these tough times. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.